money for defendant, Saldivar.
I think it's a pretty straightforward case. Trial didn't take long. Testimony was pretty short. I understand that the appellate court don't like to interfere with the jury verdict, but in some cases, scream out to the court to do that. Of course, as you well know, the relevant question on appeal of this type is whether you view the evidence most favorable to the state, does it show that any rational trier of fact could have found these sexual elements beyond a reasonable doubt?
There's no question about the facts, though, right?
No.
I mean, the issue is whether or not she possessed that packet.
Correct. I think it's very simple case. That's why I said that.
It might be a simple facts. It doesn't seem to be very simple. That's why I said that.
That's what I meant.
So obviously we're dealing with a case of constructive possession, and there's a handful of cases that have been published on it. How do you distinguish the facts from a fact case from those that have been decided finding constructive possession?
Well, obviously there's no physical possession in this case. Not even close to that. The state has shown ownership and minimum control over the content. In this case, again, it's not there. There's nothing there.
But the defendant had control over the premises where the drugs were located.
True.
That was constructive possession.
I think that's a reach. If I'm someone in my house has drugs I don't know about, I'm leaving a vehicle, find something in the center console, and I'm driving my own car. Maybe even that might be a stretch, too.
Is the body cam video in our record?
It should be.
Does that clearly show that she never was holding the packet? You can't tell.
Well, the testimony of the police officers was that she took a drink and handed it to her, and the baggie fell behind the can. She was there in the bank itself.
Before she actually grabbed the can?
I believe so. But regardless, the bank pardon me. Right.
Well, you don't have to actually touch the item for there to be constructive possession, though, do you? You don't have to show fingerprints or anything like that.
No, I mean, never touched her bag said anyway. DNA or fingerprints, but. You know, there's no testimony whatsoever that they had any conversation.
And there's nothing in the video that suggests she had it as she was reaching for the can.
There's no testimony that she watched it fall, that she looked down on the ground, that she tried to pick it up but didn't pick it up.
Didn't the officer testify, though, that when he shone the flashlight on it, she looked down?
She looked at it.
And then, yet she still told the police officer not to come into the yard to leave.
Yeah.
So is that dominion or control?
I don't believe so. Again, when the police said, okay, stop, everybody else ran the house, and she and her boyfriend or fiancé, whatever you want to call it, they were in a relationship, they stopped. And they could have gone in the house, they some kind of conspiracy, flushed down the baggie in the toilet or something, or otherwise disposed of it, but they stopped and raised the police. You got to remember that in the middle of the night, she was drunk, she was very tired, I'm sure, and I think truly the jury found her guilty because she was just a nasty piece of work as a police officer. She was very upset. The boyfriend was arrested. The house got broken into. Landlord was getting mad at them for the damage. Drunk in the middle of the night. And she said, yeah, I should have talked to the police officer that way. And she was very nasty. I'm going to admit that. And I think the jury saw that and said, well, we got to teach her a lesson. She shouldn't be doing that. As far as the elements, I know they're totally missing.
Because the boyfriend took ownership of the actual
offense. Yeah, he pled out. He pled guilty. And he's on probation, so I'm thinking, if I'm on probation, I go in and I lie. tell my girlfriend. And the one's going to make the probation office mad or upset, and make the state mad or upset, and he still did that. And she said that she had no idea what it was, never touched it, and the first time she saw it was when it was on the ground in the office, on his flashlight. And she sees it. Didn't step on, try to hide it. She didn't, you know, say, don't pick it up, officer. She did nothing.
Because they asked enough to come into the property or to leave or something.
Right. They were called for a fight. There was no fight. At that point in time, before I could just, police could have just left. The reason they were there, didn't happen, wasn't there, so.
Well, but they, when you had a check, a warrant check on her boyfriend, came across, that's what develops the problem. At least that's what it appears as.
Yeah, pretty much how it happened.
If boyfriend had, actual possession, can someone else go ahead and express the possession?
Well, yeah, I think if you're in a car, and, you know, I got some dope on me, and then she knows it's there, that would be her special possession.
She was driving the car, she was in possession of the car.
Yeah. Even if she owned the car, perhaps. In this case, it's just, the owner's just right there. And again, you know, she's not some low-rent schlub in the streets. You know, she's CNA, start working hospital, 2 weeks post-trial, high school grad, no criminal record whatsoever. I think that should be taken into consideration, too. She has some prior record, but her testimony would be, it's not very believable. But she doesn't.
Well, the credibility of your client, so that's not something we can resolve.
You moved for a directed verdict in the state of?
Yes.
And then you made that motion to end in Europe?
Yes.
And of course, denied court?
Correct.
My recollection is Judge Stoberboni said it was a fact.
That's what he said, yes. Anyway, I just don't think the elements are there, and I think the court has, certainly has power and authority to reverse that and draw the verdict. And it's one of those cases, there's very few, I understand, but the court can do that. And I think it's unquestionably erroneous. It's a clear error.
What are the elements that you feel were not proven?
She did not exercise dominion or control or ownership over the bank. It can be physical possession, I think we all know that. It has to be destructive. It's simply not there. You have to have some knowledge, you know. He hands her something, and this is her boyfriend, so she goes to take it, and something drops behind it. How is she supposed to know what that is?
But so it's her yard, they're in her yard. Is
right.
That distinguishable from the constructive possession being inside a house? Being outside in a yard?
I think so. She said she didn't know what she had picked up. She wasn't with them the whole time when they were outside.
Does it make a difference that there have been other people also occupying that space?
Well, yeah, there was a ton of people there. Three strangers or four that broke in and smashed the door and left the sledgehammer there. And the other people that were up there at the party. And when he testified, he saw it, he picked it up. He didn't tell her.
But the jury doesn't have to believe that testimony, right? The evidence is that the boyfriend and the client were standing next to one another for quite some period of time during this.
But not the total. When she said she took the dog in, or out, or whatever, and back in again at one point in time. And again, you know, it's dark out, wasn't there some ambient light, not a whole lot there, middle of the night. And she'd been drinking, like, quite heavily, based on the in-car camera. So.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Joe Meyer, Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the appellee of the state of Nebraska. The state submits the sufficient evidence to support the conviction of possession of a controlled substance. As pointed out by Chief Judge Moore, this is a constructive possession case, and as laid out in my brief, I think there's three factors this court can look at just affirmatively say where Ms. Saldivar had constructive possession of the cocaine. First one was mentioned was that Ms. Saldivar leased the house and kind of borrowed. A lot of my brief, I think, borrows from automobile cases, the constructive possession.
Don't you think there's a difference between automobile cases and
a little bit of one would apply. You know, I didn't really focus on the facts with any automobile case. I just borrowed the law. I think the biggest issue here is when, after she sees the officer shine the light on the package of cocaine, and she admits during her testimony that that was when she saw the baggie, she then steps towards the officer and tries to inhibit him from entering the house to see the cocaine. I think the biggest indication is for dominion and control.
You don't think the fact that was her boyfriend that handed it to her had any impact?
As far as his actual possession.
Maybe she was surprised to protect them.
And that could have been the case, but then again, she's taking dominion. I mean, the boyfriend, Mr. Yeoman, I would say, relinquishes his actual possession of cocaine when he hands it to her, attempts to hand it to her.
Never gets it to her.
The testimony is that falls from behind the beer can during the transaction.
Might have been a fumble. And so she leased the house, and then her physical proximity next to the cocaine when the police find it, and then
but I think that third issue of once she sees what it is, notices that the police are going to come into the yard and sees it, and she tries to inhibit that, the state would submit that's enough of a dominion or control, viewing the evidence in the light most favorable to prosecution. To meet the element of knowing that there's that moment. Okay.
So if she hadn't become belligerent, then it should have been dismissed.
I won't go as far as that. Then the question of whether leaving the house and being, a foot or two away from it was enough.
Where a bunch of people have been in the backyard, and so everybody who owns a house, if people come over, if something gets left in their yard, you're saying that's constructive possession of whatever's left in the yard.
I don't think that is the issue here, because the testimony from Sergeant Panette was that he physically saw the bag fall from the beer can.
So the boyfriend testified that he picked it up. He saw it laying in the yard, right?
Yes. He picked it up, presumably from the people that broke in the house. Well, his testimony. And those are other issues. The testimony was that these two, they lived together. They were partying in the basement. They come upstairs to some sort of commotion, find people broken in their house, and then even she admitted on testimony that they were together from that point up until when the police arrested both of them. So the jury could have even said, we don't believe that she didn't know that she picked it up. Maybe, the jury might not have believed that he picked it up, and they might have believed that it was just his from the get-go. In general, this was just a fact issue. And the state believes that she's asking this court to improperly reweigh the evidence. Saying that it was Mr. Yeoman's and only his. The jury had all the facts. One thing I wanted to clarify is the body cam was footage was admitted to evidence of Exhibit 5. I watched it yesterday. The officer who was wearing the body camera was on the other side of the yard. He was in the front of the house, and the other two officers were in the back. So to me, it didn't look all that clear. But as I mentioned, the sergeant testified that he physically saw the bag, and he testified that he knew pretty well that it was drugs. But the moment he saw it, he shined the flashlight on and confirmed that it was drugs. And then when he moves in and sees it, she tries to obstruct. So, and that's after she's seen the bag. So the state would submit it. You and all that, you and the white most favorable prosecution.
Is there any case law to support that notion that because somebody acts out or becomes somewhat belligerent, that somehow imputes constructive possession of an item laying on the ground?
Yeah, I cite to one case that the defendant's actions can be evidence of consciousness of guilt in my brief. I think it would be a different case if she simply saw the bag fall.
Yes. So it's a consciousness of guilt?
I believe so. Once she sees the contraband on the ground, and she...
Wasn't she already kind of asking out before that occurred? Was
yes.
she already telling yes. them to leave before that occurred?
Yes.
Yes.
So her behavior didn't really change because of that?
No. No. So, yeah, being belligerent towards the police officer may not have changed, but actually stepping towards the officer and trying to physically impede him to the extent that he had to push her away. That
so perhaps it might have been different had once she seen the baggie fall and the flashlight shone on her, she'd have backed up and said, oh, officer, I don't know what that is. Please come in and get a maybe a different scenario.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or if she simply stood where she was and continued to be the same amount of belligerent as she had been for the entire encounter. She stepped towards the officer, the family, with the testimony that he had shoved her away. So if the boyfriend is giving up actual possession, if the boyfriend may still be in constructive possession throughout the entire encounter and know that it leaves the possession case, then someone else can take dominion or control over it while on the ground.
So it's your position that when the baggage was on the ground, that he was still in constructive possession?
Probably not, because he's probably giving him control when he's attempting to pass her to her.
So how does she get that?
When she sees what it is and what it is, takes the steps to try to keep the officer from seizing it.
That's really kind of the key here, right? Is her actions after the flashlight's been shown on them.
Yes, because her leasing the house maybe might be an issue, as we talked about with just the yard. Her being this next to the cocaine may be an issue, but I think this court were focused on her act of stepping towards the officer and trying to impede them from seizing it. That is enough of that act that's giving them her control. Viewed in light most favorable, I must say. I think that's all I wanted to bring up. If there's no further questions, we ask you to confirm the judgment. Thank you.
Thank you. How much time does Mr. Tabor have remaining?
43 seconds.
If you look at the trial transcript, the officer said, he saw the baby. He had a suspicion, but didn't know what it was. It had been sugar, salt, whatever. But a very small baby, 1.5 by 2.5 inches, what he estimated the baby to be. Very small. He thought, well, it's probably drugs, but he didn't know. He said that on cross-examination. And again, there's no dominion or control by my client. As far as she was concerned, the police are trespassing. That's why she, in my opinion, that's why she told me, oh, don't come in. There's no reason for you to be here. There's no fight going on. Why aren't you here? Well, then the boyfriend, Warren, came up. But again, you got to remember the circumstances. She was drunk, middle of the night, tired, mad, upset, et cetera, et cetera. And that's part of the reason, I'm sure, not the most reason, she was so belligerent to the police. And no, she shouldn't have done that. She's a bad girl doing that, but that's the reason that she did that.
So does that take us back to whether or not it's a factual issue for the jury to decide whether or not the alcohol and the upset, setting the weapon and being arrested and damage to the property and these intruders would come in? The reason why she didn't want the officer to come in and get this whatever it dropped, as opposed to a consciousness of knowing that it was drugs and didn't want the officer.
Yeah.
So do you think it is an issue of fact?
Yeah, I think that's something that's your honor to take into account. All the circumstances surrounding us, there's no demeanor control.
Was the jury instructed on constructive possession?
But again, I got a big reach. Why the Stephen wildly gave beyond.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Counsel, you are excused and your case is submitted. Next case this morning is State versus Fossey. let them.